Hare Krishna. Okay, we're continuing with some questions from Gaurinitai Prabhu and also about the Christian from Timisoara. And the first question is something that I've already spoken to him personally. It's sort of quite lengthy, so I'll skip that one. The second one, and a few thereafter, are about deity worship. He asks about what is the proper time to show the mirror to the deities before or after the curtains open for deity greeting. Well, since we do it after, therefore that's the time. Although, as far as I understand, during puja, there's also a similar showing of a mirror. But whatever the head pujari says, that's fine with me. And then the next question is asking about the worship of spiritual master, acharyas, Lord Nrisimhadev, before performing arti or worship of the deities. Why isn't it enough, he asks, just to worship the spiritual master? And what additional benefit is gained? There's always additional benefit to be gained by remembering our predecessors, by begging for purification from the Lord. Obviously, one has to take permission from one's spiritual master, but the spiritual master is the representative of the disciplic succession. Therefore, to offer our respects to them is both purifying as well as respectful. Further on, when we offer prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev to free us from any obstacles that may cause inattentiveness or offenses during our worship. In short, we need as much help as we can get when we're approaching the Lord. Ultimately, we're not just talking about deities or statues, but here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Now, he has a series of questions about Navavraja Mahima. And the first one is, he says, what happens if Nandana Maharaj is called away for a visit somewhere? What happens at Nandagram at night? And next question is, what do the gopis do? There are unlimited pastimes in the spiritual world. We just get a glimpse of a few of them. And similar pastime is mentioned in Navavraja Mahima, so I encourage Gaurinitai to read on how Advarti Dvitiya, or the day after, Nanda Maharaj and his whole family go to visit relatives. And yes, the gopis also participate. They go to cook. However, and he asks about what type of other pastimes take place. Many pastimes, lots of pastimes. Those that acharyas have given us as a substance for our remembrance and meditation, those we can meditate on while engaging in our devotional activities and remember Krishna's pastimes, and by so doing we'll become purified at heart and ultimately we'll become qualified to enter into the spiritual world, into those pastimes themselves, and then many of these questions will naturally then be answered by direct experience. Pratyakshafagamam dharmyam. His next question is that the cowherd boys often wrestle, and wrestling in the material world, especially winning in wrestling, entails a show of strength. It means the other opponent has to be exhausted. It's a forceful exercise. Is it the same in the spiritual world? Nothing's really the same in the spiritual world, although it may look the same. And the most important feature of what takes place in the spiritual world is all of this type of exertion, be it in dancing or wrestling, is all exertions in love. And therefore, even though both wrestlers may become exhausted in one sense, but they are exhausted as a experience of bliss, and their interaction, their bodily contact, they're trying to subdue the other, are all also exchanges of love under the title or under the form of wrestling. So it looks like the material world, but it's not like the material world. And Gornitai's last question has to do with his japa. He says that when he becomes distracted, he finds it helpful to think about the pastimes that Krishna enacts at that very time of the day. Is that a suitable way of fixing the mind? Well, there's no harm, but actually if one is perfected in chanting the name of the Lord, then the taste of the name is enough to keep the mind attracted. If it isn't, then that means neither the remembrance of Krishna's pastimes nor the chanting is really in a perfectional state. Still, there's no harm, although one should know that one has to focus on hearing the holy name of the Lord, Nama Gana Sada Ruchi. And when one develops real ruchi, or real taste for Krishna's holy name, then the mind won't wander. From that stage, then these stages of remembrance then proceed very naturally and systematically. So although this may be a, what Gornita is suggesting, a mechanical process, although you may bring the mind back, but ultimately one has to learn how to concentrate on the sound of Krishna's holy name. It is as nectarine and as attractive as Krishna's pastimes, because it's no different from them. And then he asks, can I give a list of the 8 pastimes that take place during the 8 times of the day? And my answer is those are also found in Navaraja Mahima in relationship to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as to Radha and Krishna, but I prefer not to vocalize that here. And those are the end of Gornitai Prabhu's questions. And the next one is from Bhakta Christian, who asks a really long-winded, not such long-winded, but a many-pointed question about reading books and studying Srila Prabhupada's books, and basically he wants some tips in that regard. I'd mentioned this in the past. My personal practices, and it's very much a personal thing because different devotees will do it a different way, was that up until the time that I began to write, then my studies took a much different turn, because then I had to read according to what I was writing. And although I did some other type of studies and casual reading, but mostly the main emphasis of my studies were always in relationship to what I wrote. But prior to that, my practice was always to study Bhagavad Gita systematically over and over and over again. As soon as I finished, I'd start again, and I used the study guides of different other Vaishnavas, devotees, or my own approach to Bhagavad Gita, and I made notes and so on. And then simultaneously I would read Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. I didn't really have the time to study either of those books in real depth, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've studied certain parts of them, and particularly in relationship to Krishna and Vrindavan series. But even before that, I studied creation in depth. Same time as Tamal Krishna Maharaj was doing that. I've been absorbed in 10th canto, obviously, because of Krishna and Vrindavan series. And sometimes I studied certain philosophical points and other books, especially when writing Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways, so many methods of being involved in Srila Prabhupada's books, and you can't go wrong. It's like trading gold, I guess. Gold is always gold. Srila Prabhupada's books are always wonderful. Whatever you do is always helpful, but especially for preachers, Bhagavad Gita is extremely important, and I would add that learning shlokas, learning Srila Prabhupada's favorite verses is very helpful for preaching as well as for giving class. It's also helpful to systematize the knowledge for oneself. In addition to that, listening to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, tapes in a systematic way is also very important, because it gives a vision of Srila Prabhupada's practical application of Krishna consciousness, how Prabhupada applied the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in spreading Krishna consciousness, in the management of his institution, and in interacting and dealing with his disciples. I found all of these things extremely important and valuable. And that's it for today. And we'll continue with Bhakta Krishna's other very multifaceted questions tomorrow. Hare Krishna.